This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
It's working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, let's do a podcast. How about it? Al, hi.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Jerry.
Hello.
I disappointed the small child yesterday because I said I was going to do this yesterday when you returned. I got an email last week when you weren't here, and since the child loves you and I, I said, oh, I'm going to wait until Jerry's back. I'll do it Monday.
Okay.
And then, I'm sure the parents went to the thing and it wasn't there.
How young is this child?
Let's see, Jerry. 5 years old. So this came from a woman named Danielle.
Okay. Hi, Danielle.
She DM'd me on Instagram. Said, oh, hi, Al. My husband listens to you and Jerry on the warm-up show and the podcast every day. Our five-year-old daughter now requests to hear Al and Jerry every time we get in the car. She also goes around the house singing cool games.
That is awesome.
And asks my husband to play your parody songs. She finds them hilarious.
Yeah.
If you see this and could give her a shout-out on the podcast, she would think it's the coolest thing ever.
What is her name?
Her name is Sienna.
Hello, Sienna.
Signed, thank you, and
see you!
Danielle.
And what was the husband's name?
Didn't get that, Jerry.
Okay.
That's never the important part. It's really the woman and the child.
Because Sienna knows us because her dad listens. So, hi, Danielle's husband.
Yes, Danielle's husband and Sienna.
And Sienna, of
yes, course. 5 years old, Jerry. So hopefully she, when she grows up, she continues watching YouTube clips and audio clips.
I hope so.
Yeah. I also got another email, another five-year-old child. This guy wrote to me and said he has a five-year-old child who is nonverbal autistic.
Okay.
So he does not speak. He also loves now Boomer and Geo show.
Great.
At five. And he does this really interesting thing. He knows that Eddie and I are in a different studio.
Right.
And he knows Boomer and Geo are. So he takes an iPad and he takes a phone and he gets YouTube and he syncs up the left side screen is me and Eddie in one studio and Boomer and Geo on the right side. So he's got the full. When he's looking at the two screens, he's got the full
studios. But how does he get just you guys alone?
He finds the YouTube clips where they go to me and
I see. Not live.
Yeah, when it syncs up. When it syncs up so that he's got a video clip of me and Eddie in that room.
Nice.
And Boomer and Gio in this one. And his favorite thing to listen to is Boomer attempting to pronounce the Hawaiian football player's name.
Ungalele.
Ungalele, yeah.
Whatever the hell
I mean, that is tremendous.
That's funny. That is great.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool, too.
We are big with the five-year-olds.
We got a bunch of five-year-olds listening. I appreciate it.
We do.
Because a lot of people say, oh, it's all old people listening to you. Not me and Jerry. We've got five-year-olds.
We have five-year-olds. I did send a warm-up show? I think a warm-up. No, I sent a People Suck. A People Suck mug to a guy in Encinita. What is it in California?
Encino?
No, it's not Encino. Escondido. One of those towns in California. I always love when I get that. And again, I'm sending stuff to different parts of the country. Yesterday was to California, South Carolina, and something went to Wisconsin yesterday.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Just
calendars,
random
but
things, yeah.
Yeah, very neat. Very neat.
Yeah.
So now I got to start sending them to five-year-olds.
Yes, we got to start marketing to five-year-olds, Jerry.
Exactly.
Mugs and
How about pictures, cartoon photos of you and I?
Yeah, that would be great.
Because now with Grok, mm-hmm. we could give them a photo of us and ask them to make it cartoon pictures.
Yes.
And I could make cartoon shirts of us.
Yes, you could.
That would be fun. Oh, I just came up with a new thought.
Or see if we can get a Saturday morning cartoon, like old school style.
I don't know about that, but we could create one for YouTube, which would be very cool.
An Al and Jerry cartoon.
Yeah.
We fight crime.
Yeah. You're the crime fighter. I'm the caveman.
Okay.
And somehow we coexist.
We are together fighting
yes.
crime
yeah.
as a caveman and a 911 caller.
Yeah. Like I would pick up the phone in the cave and do some sort of noise. Mm-hmm. You would pick it up on the other end and know Caveman Jerry has spotted trouble to the rescue.
I could see that. Let's try it. You do like you're calling me.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah.
All right. So hit the buttons. This is me making the phone call.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hey. Hey. Ha.
Caveman Jerry, what is it?
Ah.
There's someone stuck in a well.
Yeah.
You need help. Should I call 911 first?
Oh. You.
Me first. You. Then call 911. I'm on my way.
Then you fly mm-hmm. to the trouble.
There's an episode like I call 911 as I'm flying. So
that's right. Yeah, you're picking up a cell phone.
911 meets us there.
There you go. There's no 911.
Oh.
I'm calling you. It's like the bat phone.
Oh, I'm the hero.
This is the Al phone.
You and I are the heroes in this.
You're the hero. I'm the common folk. I'm the caveman running around in 2025.
Okay.
I spot trouble. I've got the hotline to the Al phone. Al to the rescue,
mm-hmm.
you become the hero, and then News 69 shows up to do the story on you.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
I could see that would be a good Saturday morning show, or at least a YouTube show.
Or just a YouTube show.
Yeah.
Just a YouTube show.
Yeah, we don't need these networks anymore, Jerry.
We don't.
Right to YouTube.
We really don't.
That's where our five-year-old fans are.
Yes, exactly right.
I watched a cool compilation of videos of, in these areas of the country where people are stealing Amazon packages and other packages,
yeah.
Still a thing.
Yep, I know.
And I've heard people say they've wrapped up dog poop so that when the people steal the package, when they get there, it's dog poop. But another thing, I don't know how you put this together, but enough people know how to do it that there's a tons of video about it. It's when the package is just moved. So someone takes the package off your porch that you've planted there. It blows up paint in their face.
No, that's funny. I like that.
That was really cool.
Yeah, well, like, I'm sure the guy that actually loads the paint up is the one that'll get arrested for
right,
assault.
Exactly, right.
Not the person stealing the package off their property.
And it's some sort of like paint dust almost like.
Well, it's like the colored dust for the baby announcements.
Yeah.
When you see a guy, they throw it up and they hit it. And
yeah. It's that kind.
Pink. Yes.
Yeah. And probably the stuff they use in color runs, like when people are running and
sure.
you get to pelt them with
yes.
with colored things.
I called it birth announcements, gender reveals.
Yeah, gender reveals. Yeah, I could see that. It was so much fun watching
that
these.
That is funny.
Because the people are just stunned because, first of all, the explosion, and then they're just covered.
Yeah.
And then they don't know what to do.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned like the colored dust. When I was at the Bahamas last week, so you're in the pool, beach, pool, whatever. I always sit there. I'm like, all right, how many of these people have not used the bathroom? And I told you, I want something that when you start going in the bathroom, this big colored trail follows you. So everyone knows that you just used the pool as the bathroom.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
As someone that gets up and goes to the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm definitely. I don't even go pee in the ocean.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Good for you.
It is weird, the people that steal packages, like random Amazon packages, because just think of how many times you get something delivered by Amazon that's kind of stupid.
For sure.
That you need. And like these people are risking getting caught, risking
how many people
getting
you think, how many people do you think went up and stole and turned out to be Cola Guard?
Yeah, right. I never got my Cola Guard where I poop in a box because someone stole it off my porch. But like you can, you know, steal something off a porch and it's like a mini cheese grater or something. Yeah. Like, what is this? Like, what are the chances you're going to take something off somebody's porch and it's going to be like a laptop?
Not often.
Not often.
Because I will tell you, me personally, those are things that I will not buy from Amazon. Any laptop, like I just bought my son an iPad for his birthday. That store. That was, I bought it and Kim went and picked it up because I don't know when it's being delivered. And those are $600.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, we're not fooling around with a $30 item. I have bought the one thing I did buy, and I was nervous about it, and this was going back to last fall. I bought a new driver. Now, it wasn't one of these $600 drivers, but it was still $350. And I was nervous that, you know, you can see that it said Ping on the box. It's the size of a golf club. And not that I've had any experience or I don't know anybody in our neighborhood that's had this experience of having stuff stolen. But like, you know, that thing goes, it's gone.
Yeah, so. I don't know what the, something like that. Like you call the golf place and go, I never got my package.
Not their problem.
They go, oh, it was delivered.
Well, especially if, I don't know, Amazon for sure. And even some of these other delivery companies now, they send you the photo.
Yeah.
But this is what happened to me. I told you, this is what happened with me with the calendars last year. When a guy bought five of them, of course, and said he never got them. Meantime, I had a delivery, had a confirmation, and a photo of the thing on his stoop. What am I supposed to do? Say, well, you got it. Well, he didn't get it. So now I'm the bad guy if I don't send him five more, which then just cost me $100.
Yeah.
It sucks. But these big companies can tell you to go kiss off because it ain't going to affect them at all.
They'd be like, kiss ass, dude.
Pretty much. Kiss ass.
Yeah.
As Tiki would say, yes.
Yeah. There was that time I told you when... you know, before Amazon, when you would order things, some companies would make you be home to sign for it.
Yes.
Like, I remember I got legitimately a moisturizer that they would not deliver. It was a tube
now,
of moisturizing cream.
I know on Amazon, I think you can request signature.
Is that true?
I think you can. If not, UPS, for sure, you can request signature.
Yeah.
Same thing with the post office.
Oh, the worst is when like they're like, we were here, you weren't here. Like, what are you talking about? How am I supposed to? So
it's a pain.
Yeah. This time when I was living in Woodbridge, New Jersey, in not the best neighborhood, my first condo I had, and I would get this facial cream, and I was like, oh, I have to sign for it. So I had to go to the like UPS warehouse to get my facial cream. Meanwhile, I ordered a Dell computer.
And they just dropped it off?
Yeah. And the boxes all said Dell computer on the side. They were just sitting on my porch.
And not stolen.
Giant monitor, giant computer.
How long was it sitting there for, would you say? A few hours?
A few hours.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
That probably looked like it was fake planted, like I was.
Maybe. Well, back then, no one was fake planting stuff, though.
Yeah.
Now, sure. 1994, I don't think anybody was doing this.
Yeah.
You know?
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Are you familiar with a guy who has an interview show? His name is Graham Bensinger.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You do know him.
Mm-hmm.
So
I watched him interview Steve Young.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was about 6 months ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar with him, yes.
So he interviewed an OnlyFans model.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of his audience was not happy with that he chose to profile a woman who gets nude and does
I find it interesting, though.
Sexual but things on the internet.
Because they felt like he was promoting her?
Yeah, and like really stooping to a new low.
Okay.
He also did like a behind the scenes where he and his producers talked about, hey, should we have done this? Here was my thinking. And the producers said, I probably wouldn't have done it. But I could he explained, just like you said, I'm curious, like, how do these people make
I'm fascinated
money?
By it.
How does the business run?
Yeah.
Anyway, the woman who he profiled had a boyfriend who was also involved in the online thing.
Okay.
But he also brought up that the boyfriend had previously made millions of dollars by selling used aluminum bats.
Yeah, I believe that. I'm at millions. I could see making a lot of money.
He had sold so many over this. He would just buy these used bats for cheap.
Yep.
Clean them up.
Mm-hmm.
Find the audience who really was looking for these bats.
For sure.
And made a, you know.
If you understand the game.
Yeah.
And you know what, like the goods, for instance. Does that ring a bell to you?
The goods.
Yeah. You have any idea what I'm talking about?
No.
No. That is a bat. That is a very popular bat. If I said Victus, do you know what that means?
Nope.
Okay. Another huge bat company in today's day and age. If I said to you, Louisville Slugger.
I've heard of that, Jerry.
Easton.
Sign me up. Easton.
Okay.
Yep.
So you've got the mentality of the parents that grew up in the 80s and 90s like me. It took me until my kids got into this. And my younger son really got into the bats, like, you know, exit velocity, sweet spot, different grips. There's a bat called the Axe Bat. It's got the handle like an axe. Very cool. Different type of knob. So if you know what you're looking for, I would tell you that you could go to consignment stores and you could find bats that I'm sure parents just looking to grab $20 might have given to a consignment store for $20. And that guy don't even know what the hell he's got. And you might see a bat that retails for new for $500, and this little consignment store is selling it for $55. I'll pay you $55. I'm going to put it on eBay for $230.
Right.
Like, that might be a little extreme, but those types of examples do exist. I will tell you right now, in my shed alone, I have, I want to say it's 14 bats. 14, Al, from the time of my younger son through my older son. And I've got to be sitting on conservatively $1,400 worth of bats if I sold them for $100 each, where I spent literally $300 on each of them.
Yeah.
So I could see that if you know, there was a guy, I think 60 minutes, you know, they have 60 minutes overtime here, or it's like 60 minutes on there. I think it was 60 minutes, but I saw it on YouTube where they profiled a guy who made seven figures buying and selling t-shirts. Now, that sounds absurd, but different types of material and different t-shirts cost a lot more money. And the way he did it was he had like these 50 different flea markets he went to, and he would go to when someone passes away, the estate sales.
Yeah, estate sales.
He knew what he was looking for. He would buy them for nothing, and he would sell them for 50 times the price, and he made a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable. There's so many things where if you are an expert in that one particular field.
For sure.
Baseball bats.
Yeah.
But you got to probably have people all over the country if you're going to sell $1 million worth.
Yeah, I would think that's probably bigger than just doing it in your town, for sure. I mean, even if you went as simple as dominate that market in New Jersey, for instance.
Yeah.
And you could create some sort of a secondhand store. Like, there's a website called Second Swing Golf, I believe. It's all used golf clubs. Now, this isn't a single guy making the money. It's a company that does it. But I'm sure you could put together in 5 minutes a Shopify store of used bats that you are spending a little on, and you could sell for a pretty good profit.
So this clip, the woman's name is Bryce Adams.
Okay.
So her and her boyfriend, Brian.
Brian Adams.
sold used baseball bats on eBay. Then this was how they made all their money. Expanded to selling them in South Korea and made a ton of money selling baseball bats in South Korea.
Out,
right. How do you figure that out?
That's a weird one.
I'm sure
one.
It's covered in this thing. I just don't recall. I definitely watched the clip.
So if they were making millions of dollars, why resort to OnlyFans?
Because I think that, well, they made $1 million. I think they OnlyFans, they're making
millions.
Millions.
And is it pornography? From
Seems like it's some pornography.
Because I, you know, I do not have an OnlyFans account.
You don't?
I do not. But from what everything I have seen, you've got everything from very normal people to yeah. pornography and everything in between.
Yeah.
Like lingerie models that do well.
Yeah. It was hard to tell some of it on the video because they were talking about how she promotes her OnlyFans on other social media apps like Instagram, Twitter. And then when you go to her OnlyFans, that content is more salacious.
Got it. Well, it's another thing, too. Like, it seems like, hey, just get nude on OnlyFans and you make a fortune. You know how many people are doing that, though, now?
This is the thing I don't understand. Like, how are people finding?
I don't think that everybody has found. That's my point. I think you're the, it's like, to me, like YouTube. If you are the first in, you're going to do great. I think the first really attractive females on OnlyFans did great. I'm sure some make money. But the ones that are hitting it huge, I think were the ones that started it first.
And now if you're going to make money, you have to be someone who's known prior to joining OnlyFans.
Yeah, or you have to do something very unique that no one else is doing.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Like other than that,
yeah,
I don't know.
Like if you have a, let's say you have a popular Twitter account where you, it's a hot chick talking baseball, and then now that girl is going to decide to do OnlyFans. Well, she's got a built-in audience.
She does.
Who's perhaps interested now.
That is very true.
Yeah.
That's the thing about Twitter that's so interesting in that, I don't know about you, but I've never been one to buy followers. It still amazes me that people do that. Why? Yeah. I don't know. So you kind of hope that I'm sure there's a lot of bots, but you hope that a good number of your quote-unquote followers are real. It always amazes me, like when you do put something out there because it's probably blocked or deflected by X or Twitter or whatever, that like more people don't react or see it. You know, like to me, I was actually thinking this the other day, like why are we not promoting this on YouTube anymore? Or why don't we promote our podcast anymore? Then it hit me. No one's probably going to see it.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
Yeah, I've stopped doing any sort of promotion on Twitter. It's impossible. Like there are just certain keywords that if it is in your post, it is not going to be seen.
Yeah.
If you do video, episode, podcast, any link, forget it.
Right.
Anything that sounds like you're promoting something, it will just knock you down.
And the link for sure.
Oh, link for sure.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like it's dead.
Yeah.
You know, like it's fruitless at this point.
It is fruitless.
Fruitless.
It is without fruit.
But in fairness, I would say to these platforms, if you're using it as a form of advertising, like I certainly do and a lot of people do, Why not charge? What I don't know is if you do charge, like I see Phil Mickelson has his wellness drinks. They're ads on Twitter. It says ad, and they certainly have bought in. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
I do wonder what the effect would be of that, or is it a complete waste of time?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've literally contemplated putting the calendar up, like, as an ad and buying ad time on X. I don't know.
Yeah,
what's it
cost to reach how many people, and are you reaching real people, right, or are those fake numbers also?
Right. Am I going to sell seven extra? Am I going to spend $1,000 and sell 17 calendars? Well, that ain't worth it.
Right.
Like, where is the line that, like, the break even in the, where it makes sense to do it? Because even to make $100, is it really worth? No, of course not. That's why advertising is difficult.
Yeah, it is. That's why even, like, for a small business to advertise, like, you're really, like, what is going to be the payoff if I put this much money into something?
Big business is about awareness, the way you're yelling about Jersey Mike's the other day.
Right.
Small business is about direct results, because the awareness isn't good enough, because you don't have that type of money in a marketing budget. Like, you need those dollars to give you returns. Budweiser doesn't need, like, immediate returns. They're fine. The small guy ain't fine.
Right.
It's very tough.
Yeah, it is very tough. That's what I used to deal with when I was in radio sales in the 90s in Tampa. It was hard. You know, I was going to mom and pop places.
They just don't have the money to do it.
And you would feel bad if you took, you know, $5,000 from them and it didn't work. I'd be like, oh,
so
damn.
I will tell you that I had my Cornhole League sponsored 2 years ago. I had a bar friend of mine. And after, like, I took one check from them and we came to an agreement. 12 months, $12,000. Seemed fair to me, the awareness that we're going to get. I was going to post everything. Well, after 6 weeks, I'm like, hey, anybody come in? And he's like, no. I'm like, all right, we're done. He's like, what do you mean we're done? I'm like, I'm not taking another dime from you. Like, there's got to be something. And so I held a couple of nights to get people there so they got their $1,000 back. But I can't do that every 2 weeks. Yeah. The whole point was awareness. Hey, after you play, hey, run to the bar, have a drink. Pointless.
Yep.
So I made sure they got their $1,000 back. I moved on. Maybe that's not prudent as a business person, but that's also why I'm a schmuck as a business person, because I feel bad.
Right, you feel bad.
I do.
Because it's a mom and pop place. If it was, you know, meet us at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Different.
Different. It's a different.
I've been told, I don't know this to be true, but I have been told that big companies have an advertising budget that need to spend the money. Like, that's the directive from above. So this money is set aside. Spend it how you think, but you need to spend it. That's what we're giving it to you. You don't put it in your pocket. Those companies you don't feel bad for, because you really hope that you're helping, they're helping you, and it all works out.
Yeah.
But
we're just a couple of honest guys, Jerry. Caveman Jerry and Hero Al. Helping
a cartoon
people.
Coming soon for Sienna. And Danielle and Danielle's husband.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice way to end it.
All right, Jerry. Let's do the warm-up show. Is tomorrow Wednesday?
It is.
Sweet. We'll see you tomorrow on a Wednesday. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.